Welcome to Season 2 of the NEEK podcast, the intermediate level series that brings English into social discussions. Improve your everyday conversations with NEEK podcast. And for transcripts and extra materials, visit our website at www.neeklearning.ir.
You should respect my beliefs.
Really? Should I?
Hi, my name is Aydin, and this is NEEK podcast. You probably have heard this phrase before, or maybe you yourself believe in it. How true do you think it is? Should we respect each other's beliefs? Are ideologies respectful at all? How can someone disrespect someone's beliefs? Let's find out. The first thing we should do is to define disrespect. Some people think that denying their beliefs is disrespecting them. And some people think that insulting their beliefs is disrespecting them. And some people think that both are an act of disrespecting. About the first group, what we must pay attention to is that there are lots and lots of different beliefs and ideologies, and some of them completely deny the other ones. For example, Muslims believe that drinking wine is haram and forbidden. However, drinking wine is a part of Christians' weekly ceremony. So how can we respect all of them if respecting one means disrespecting another one? Or the better question is denying or objecting to a belief equal with disrespecting it? My answer is no. Let me tell you my reasons. If we can't deny each other's beliefs, we can never improve them. Rejecting and objecting are the reasons why we have made progress through the history. It is the way of science and philosophy. It is the way that has always existed. Someone, a scientist or a philosopher, says something, and then some people start discussing it and then try to deny it. If they succeed, that idea goes into the trash of history. But if they fail, that idea becomes a fact, becomes the truth. And that's how we progress. So, in my opinion, talking or discussing or trying to deny an ideology is in no way disrespectful, but it's also constructive. In fact, that's what we should do in order to improve. Now let's talk about the second group. I agree that we shall never insult each other's beliefs. It is really rude. But should we get upset when someone insults our beliefs? Why do we get sad? Because, as Dr. Jung said once, we think that our beliefs are a part of our personality, a part of us. But in fact, they are not. We, as human beings, have a lot more value. So that is why I think we should not get so offended and sad when someone insults our beliefs. As Bertrand Russell said once, people are respectful, not ideas. There is an old story about an emperor written by Hans Christian Andersen. I think it is a great story about why we should be brave enough to say others are wrong, even if others means everyone else. Let's hear it.
The Emperor's New Clothes by Hans Christian Andersen. There once was an emperor who loved nothing better than wearing fancy new clothes. 3 times a day, he would change into a brand new royal outfit. Many emperors spent their days talking to advisors and fixing problems of the land. Not this one. He was too busy sending out his servants to find the next great outfit to wear. One day, 2 strangers came to town. They said they were tailors. They said the clothes they make were the finest anyone would ever see. But in fact, they were not tailors. They were lying. These fake tailors said their clothes were more beautiful than any other. But it could not be seen by just anyone. Only the people who were truly the son of their fathers could actually see the magical outfit. People who were not, well, they would see nothing at all. Soon, words reached the emperor about these two tailors and their fine clothing. And the emperor went to see the two fake tailors. When he arrived, he asked to see the magical clothes. The clever tailor pointed at an empty corner. They said with pride, "Look at these piles of fine clothes. Surely you have never seen colors as bright as these. The patterns are beautiful." The emperor could not understand. He did not see any clothes anywhere. "I cannot let anyone know that I cannot see this magical clothing. Who knows what they may think of me?" So instead he said, "Indeed, this is the most beautiful piece of clothing anyone has ever seen. In fact, I'd like to buy one. That one, please." And pointed somewhere at the empty table. As it turns out, the emperor's grand annual parade was coming up soon. This was a special day when everyone in the kingdom lined up to admire the emperor and cheer him as he walked by. This year, the emperor wanted an outfit finer than ever before. The emperor paid the money. On the morning of the parade, the emperor came to the tailor's shop. He felt sure that this time he would be able to see the clothes. But still, the emperor saw nothing. When it was time for the emperor to get undressed, the clever tailor said, "These clothes are so light and airy. It will feel as if you have nothing on at all." And indeed, that is how it seems to the emperor. For when he looked in the mirror, he saw in the reflection that he was wearing nothing. But he thought, really, he must be wearing a very grand outfit, one worth all the extra money he had spent. At the parade, the emperor walked tall and proud. Each person saw him go by thought, "I cannot believe what I am seeing. The emperor is wearing no clothes." But each person said nothing. They knew that only people who were the child of their fathers could see the magical clothes. So instead, they cheered. "There goes the emperor. Doesn't he look fine?" All of a sudden, one little boy called out, "Look! The emperor has no clothes." Everyone gasped. Then another child called out, "Look at him. He has nothing on at all." Then someone laughed, and someone else. Then more and more people started to laugh. Someone said out loud, "Would you look at that? Our emperor has no clothes." Soon, everyone was calling out and laughing. "Oh dear," thought the emperor. "Now everyone knows I could not see the clothes. They will know I didn't speak up because I was afraid of what people would think of me. What will they think of me now?" But the parade must go on. And so the emperor continued to walk, and the servants behind him continued to hold high the tail of the cloth that wasn't there.
So we saw that if no one is brave enough to say an idea or a belief is wrong, people will live a lie. I think we should always be able to have doubts about every idea, whether it's ours or someone else's. Russell has also said once, "Those who do not want to doubt their beliefs are bigots. Those who are afraid to doubt their beliefs are slaves. And those who cannot doubt their beliefs are fools." So I hope you always doubt your beliefs and have a good day. Hope you enjoyed.